listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast. I am joined by Southwestern head softball coach Angela Frobase. And coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Coach, the Pirates close out the regular season by winning 17 of your last 20 games, earning the number one seed in the SCAC West with an overall record of 27-13, 13-3 in conference play. Just talk about where this team is heading into the tournament. Do you guys feel like you're playing the best softball you have all season?
I do. I feel like we've really kind of come together at the right time, and we've kind of figured out our identity at this point, and we've been faced with a lot of different challenges and games, and I think we've kind of learned how to get through those challenges, and I think that's really helped us out and really has prepared us for this next step.
Well, you mentioned the identity, Coach. One of the big things about this team this year has been the pitching, the top pitching team in the league. You guys enter the tournament carrying a team ERA of 1.78. Just talk about the performances you've gotten out of this season from both Lindsey Moss and Lauren Zierfoss.
Oh, they've been incredible kids. They, haven't let too much affect them lately. If we gave up a walk or gave up a hit, we've really grown into not getting too worked up about it. And they've just done a great job of taking command on the mound, and that's really set the tone for our team.
Coach, in your third year now as a program, you've had to go through and face so many different number of challenges from your first inaugural season as a softball team, moving through to your second year. Now this year, a new challenge in the fact that you return to the SCAC Championships as the defending champion. Does that alter your mindset or add any pressure to this team as you guys head to Greencastle this weekend?
Oh, no, not at all. Championships are championships. Last year was last year, and this year is a brand new challenge, and I feel like it's been that way all year. Everyone's been bringing their best at us, and so we've been learning to adapt to that all season long, and I feel like that's helped us out. We kind of joked with our girls yesterday. We had the one seed 2 years ago and didn't utilize it, and we'd like to see if we can maybe take advantage of it this year and see where we can go with it.
Taylor Turpin's had a great year for you guys offensively, third in the league with 52 hits. She also, once she gets on base, utilizes her speed with 16 of the team's 27 stolen bases, which is fifth in the conference in terms of stolen base category for her. Just talk about the way she's performed throughout the year.
Taylor's an incredible kid. You can't ask for, a better student athlete. She does everything that we ask, and I'll be honest, I put a lot of trust in her. There's many times where it's her read. If she, when she's going around the base, a lot of times I don't have to hold her up because she's already, advanced to the next base. But she's definitely a hard worker. She comes out early, takes extras, stays late, is always first, always is the last one there when it's time to head on out on the day, and she's just a great kid. You couldn't ask for anything better.
Coach, obviously with the one seed out of the West, you draw a bye in the first round and will face the winner of the Rhodes-Trinity matchup on Friday. Does not knowing who you're going to play in that first game have any effect on you and your coaching staff as you prepare for this weekend?
Not really. Honestly, we have seen Trinity, so that definitely helps us, and fortunately, last year we were able to catch Rhodes as well. So we'll prepare the same way that we would prepare for anybody coming in. And, they do bring two different kinds of play, and we'll have our team prepared to play both and be ready to roll. I do think last year playing seven games really did help us, because at that point it doesn't matter. You just got to go out there and play your best softball.
And finally, Coach, obviously you're no stranger to the amount of games that you might have to play in this SCAC tournament, obviously having to play seven last year to win the title. But knowing that there could be so many games in a close weekend span, just talk about two or three things that are going to be really important for your Pirates team to continue to do well that they've done all throughout the season to have the success that you're looking for this weekend at the conference championships.
I think for us, just starting off strong and staying strong. I think that's going to be the key for us this weekend. I also think just going in with the right mindset, which I think we've been doing a good job of, and really it's just going out and taking care of business. We can't worry about the next day. We just have to focus on the first game, and that's the most important game. And then we worry about the rest as it comes along, but we will just take it one step at a time and not worry about the rest of it.
Southwestern University head softball coach Angela Frobase. Again, the Pirates open up their SCAC tournament play at 2 p.m. Friday in Greencastle, Indiana. Will play the winner of the Rhodes-Trinity matchup. Coach, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck as you guys move forward to the SCAC tournament.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.